Kaladin gritted his teeth and started along the hall toward the front door of the clinic. Syl landed on his shoulder, but didn't insist he stop.
You said the jam had a spear. Do you know what happened to it?
Liren grabbed him from behind.
Storm, son, listen to me. There is no battle for you here. The tower has fallen. You go out there and you throw away any advantage you had. Storms, you won't only get yourself killed, you'll get us killed.
What?
What do you think they'll do to the family of the Radiant who attacked them? You'd probably kill a few before you died. Stormfather knows you're good at breaking things. Then they'll come and string me up. Do you want to see that happen to me? To your mother? To your baby brother?
Storm, you...
Liren didn't care about saving himself. He was not so selfish as that. But he was a surgeon. He knew the vital spots in which to stick a knife. The voices came from deeper within Yorathiru. They'd landed fused here on the sixth floor, but others were boiling up from below.
Collect breath.
Dalinar had taken the reserves to the battle in Amul. There were seven garrisons left in the tower, but each was severely undermanned, populated mostly with those men who were off rotation, enjoying leave. 5,000 men, max. Everyone had assumed the large numbers of Radiants would be able to prevent another raid on the tower. Kaladin sagged against the wall.
We need to find a way to contact Dalinar and Yasna. The span reeds aren't working?
None of them. No Fabrials at all.
Kaladin settled down on the floor of the hallway.
How are they using the Oath Gates?
Maybe it's the Skybreakers. But I don't know, Kaladin. Something is very wrong with our bond. When I flew down just one floor, I found myself growing distant, forgetful. Normally, I can go miles away before that happens.
We can plan. We can think of some way to contact the Blackthorn. There are other ways to fight, son.
Perhaps.
Kaladin met his father's eyes.
But you would say anything to keep me from going out there, wouldn't you?
Liren held his eyes and said nothing.
I'm really not in any shape to go to battle. And if they have the Oath Gates...
Liren calmly took the knife from Kaladin's hands and helped him to his feet. He led him to the back rooms, where a village girl was with Oradin, keeping him quiet with toys. Kaladin's mother entered a short time later, hairs escaping her bun and blood on her skirt. Not hers, probably Jam's. She went to hug Liren while Kaladin sat staring at the floor. Yorathiru might continue to fight, but he knew that it had lost the battle long ago, like Kaladin himself.